B. The text to summarize. Our future depends on energy saving and promoting the use of renewable energy. 1. Something about fossil fuels. Certainly, it may seem a difficult name, fossil fuels, but we can make it understandable by saying that this is what coal, oil, and natural gas are called. These, of course, are sources of energy that are found underground, where they have developed over millions of years. Generally speaking, fossil fuels are the primary energy source for people all over the world. For example, we are using these fuels to power our cars and heat our homes. It is only in recent years that we have become aware of the fact that fossil fuels have two major drawbacks. Firstly, they are finite and not renewable. So when we have depleted the Earth's stockpile of coal, oil, and natural gas, these resources will be gone. Secondly, the use of fossil fuels has a negative impact on the natural environment. This is, as we are told, because of the harmful emissions they cause. 2. Why energy saving is important. Speaking in general terms, energy saving means, above all, being economical with the use of energy. Energy for your car or home, for office buildings, factories, and so on. We will explain here that saving energy is important by showing you its positive effects. Let us, therefore, have a look at your personal situation. Saving energy at home by using energy-efficient appliances and insulating your roof and walls helps you save money by bringing down your energy bill. Everybody appreciates such a positive effect. On a global scale, saving energy means that depletion of the finite stock of fossil fuels will be postponed, and that, as a result, these stocks will last longer in the future. Finally, saving energy also contributes to a healthier environment, because in this way, the harmful emissions we already talked about will be reduced. 3. What are the alternatives to fossil energy? Notwithstanding our energy-saving efforts, at some time in the future, coal, oil, and natural gas will become scarce, and for that reason, more expensive. The inevitable conclusion is that we need alternatives for fossil energy. A well-known alternative for many years is nuclear energy. Although nuclear energy is widely used, it has two main drawbacks. There is always the possibility of catastrophes with radiation damage, and there is the difficult disposal of nuclear waste material. In view of the drawbacks of fossil and nuclear energy, renewable or so-called green energy offers us the best alternatives for the future. We are talking about the sun, giving us electricity through solar power. We are talking about wind and water, making it possible to operate electricity-producing turbines. And about Earth or geothermal warmth, the warmth deep down in the Earth that can be tapped to heat our homes. 4. The present and expected role of renewable energy. There is a broad variety of renewable energy sources, and as yet we did not mention all the existing sources of green energy. Take, for example, biofuel, made by processing material from trees and plants. Nevertheless, at the moment, only about 15% of global energy consumption is met by all these renewable sources. This, of course, is far too little to be able to present them as a credible alternative to fossil energy. To remedy this situation, targets and future goals for the use of renewable energy have been set. This has been done both internationally and nationally. A generally accepted goal is that in the year 2020, our energy consumption should consist of 20% green energy. This, at least, is the goal set by the European Union. 5. Our future depends on the availability of energy. Our modern urban society has become very dependent on energy, especially electricity. Without electricity, whole cities, transport, and communication would come to a standstill. Factories and hospitals would not be able to operate anymore. Water would stop coming out of the tap, and the inhabitants of cities would not be able to buy food. Only in rural areas could people have some chance of surviving. But in general, populations would fall back to a minimal subsistence level. So it is very important, if we want to continue our way of living, to have enough energy at our disposal now and in the future. Therefore, energy saving and the development of renewable sources of energy are very important goals, both on a national scale and worldwide.